And this particular moon that's coming our way, I mean, one could be forgiven for thinking that the size of the moon is changing. But it's just nearer to us.
Yeah,
it? Obviously,
just...
from what you just said, if the moon's going to affect us at all, it's going to affect us even more the closer it gets to us.
Yeah, I mean, last month's full moon was a pretty big one. And it also affects the new moons because the new moons are close to us as well. And just to sort of backtrack a little bit, I should sort of explain what energies the new moon and the full moon bring. The new moons are really good for starting new projects, for clearing the decks and getting ready to initiate things. But the full moon, it's like something's been set in process and it reaches its culmination. So that is true for things like tensions, aggravations, irritations, any kind of insecurities, anything emotional that is boiling up under the surface. If you think of a volcano and all of the lava as being your emotions, that can be a little bit like a full moon. It's almost a bit like a pregnant belly as well. You know, it's rich with possibilities, but there can be a bit of pain in birthing it. So the full moon can be a time when people lose their rag. yeah. As evidenced a little bit tonight, because you know the energies of the full moon are already coming into play. You know, I mean, it's a fact, isn't it, that the A&E wards around the times of full moon, and also the police departments, they have so much more instances of accidents, stabbings, emotional outbursts and stuff. You know, it's a well-known fact. And to be fair, if I was going out with some people from work this weekend, I'd probably cancel, because it's not just any full moon, it's, you know, a big full moon on a Saturday night. I'd avoid town and stick to places where there's going to be less drama.
Yeah, the police and people who work in psychiatric hospitals know of this.
Yeah.
Don't they? And we kind of like with so many things, I guess, we pretend we're not connected to nature, or we forget that we are. And it's at these moments when we realise we truly are connected to the moon. For people who don't know about the history of that, it's a bit like complementary medicine, isn't it? Everyone thinks that modern medicine's been here forever.
Yeah.
And that a lot of people who favour modern medicine think that the ancient healing arts are, well, they don't know they're ancient. They think it's New Age, fluffy therapy and healing, not realising that thousands of years ago people were doing acupuncture.
Yeah.
And that massage is the mother of all therapies, you could say.
Yeah.
Same with the moon, isn't it? This is nothing new. Farmers, mariners, they've all been working according to the moon. It's just something that has become a cult in our times, right?
For thousands and thousands of years.
As long as there's been a moon and people.
Yeah.